I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When you get dehydrated, your body doesn't have enough fluid and electrolytes to work properly. To talk about staying hydrated, especially during the hot months of spring and summer in South Carolina, is Dr. Alicia Brownfield. She's an associate professor of internal medicine at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, what are some of the symptoms when we're dehydrated?
The major symptom of dehydration is going to be thirst. Some people can also feel lightheaded. Some other people describe feeling as though their energy level is low, something they might call sluggishness or feeling lethargic.
And are some individuals more likely to get dehydrated, or it can happen to all of us?
It can happen to all of us, but it is more likely in certain groups. Age plays a role in this. So very young children, especially those that can't ask for water or reach it themselves, are at risk. Babies also can get dehydrated more quickly. And also people who are elderly can be at risk, especially because they don't tend to have as much of that thirst drive. Other people who are at risk are people with certain medical conditions, conditions like diabetes that's poorly controlled because you can lose fluids that way, any type of infectious conditions, especially a condition with a fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, anything that's going to result in fluid losses can certainly place us at risk. And certain medications, especially those in a category called diuretics, can place us at increased risk.
What can we do during the summertime and even the hot spring weather here in South Carolina to be sure that we stay hydrated?
The most important thing is to let thirst be your guide. Have some water with you. Make sure that you're hydrating before, during, and after exercise, particularly if you're going to be out in the heat.
Is there a magic number about how much water adults or kids should be drinking every day? And does that change in the summertime?
Well, that's a very good question because that's a controversial topic. You'll see lots of different recommendations about liquid intake. Remember that liquids come not only in the form of things that we drink, but also food. So that's one reason that it's difficult to exactly nail down how much each individual is going to need. A good rule of thumb, though, is to drink some water with every meal and probably a cup in between meals. If you're out in the heat or if you're doing vigorous exercise, your need for water is going to increase.
Any other tips for staying hydrated?
Look at the color of your urine. It should be about the color of light lemonade. If you're seeing something darker, drink some more fluids.
Because that means we aren't hydrated enough.
That's correct.
When we're talking about being outdoors in the summer and being sure to hydrate, is it good to just have water? Do we need sports drinks?
Water for almost everybody is your go-to liquid. There are a few people who are going to be exercising vigorously, like performance athletes, and they may need a sports drink, but most people just need water as their main hydration source.
What about signs and symptoms of possible severe dehydration?
Anybody who cannot keep down liquids, so people who are having nausea and vomiting and can't seem to replace those, especially if they're lightheaded or in the case of elderly adults in particular, if they are having confusion or other signs that they're ill, they should seek medical attention.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for providing this information about preventing dehydration.
Thank you for the opportunity, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.